community members in Dobsonville are trying to fight against crime in their part of Soweto. It's following the event of a 23-year-old being brutally stabbed to death on a field in Dobsonville last week, Thursday. Our reporter Bonga Dlulane was on the ground there today. He is going to be joining us in studio in a moment or so to give us the very latest on that one. But it seems as though it's been a horrifying, shocking week of violence in South Africa's schools and in our communities as well. What are we going to do to try and turn the corner on that? And I say, what are we going to do? But I can already imagine some of you rolling your eyes back into your heads right now saying, it's not my responsibility, it should be government's. Well, let's be quite honest. Government can't and won't do everything. And it's also down to us to try and make that positive change for ourselves. But Bonga has now joined us into studio. Bonga, always a pleasure chatting to you. But a concerning increase in numbers of murders in Dobsonville led to that outcry amongst community members to say what the SAPS are failing to do, and alleging that they are simply not up to the task. Dobsonville residents marching against violence. What did you experience on the ground?
Well, hello to Nicholas. We're going to talk about how these issues happen. And now also we have to remember those are families that are there. I mean, it's a 23-year-old young man who just gotten a job. Apparently was not working for a while and was walking to work. And there's a felt that you have to cross there, you know, it's a location, it's a township rather. So those issues come up. It was dark and was stabbed in the back of the back, and his belongings were back of his neck, and his belongings were stolen. So the family was just essentially doing, and the community were outraged. They're angry at the situation, saying that it had been happening for such a long time and that they want some answers because they feel like SAPS is not listening to them. So what they did is they went from the victim's house and they went where the situation where he was stabbed, just to pray and also to show people that's where it happened. They're demanding answers. They want intervention, Nicholas, because we can talk about these issues as numbers, statistics, but for them, they've experienced this. They're living in fear, and you get the sense that the community that's fed up, they want the government to make sure that they do the things that they promised, not only these elections, but we've been talking to older people and younger people saying that they've been promised safety for such a long time. They don't even trust the police that are there because when they go to the police station, nothing is ever done. So they don't know what to do because even an elderly woman was murdered there a few weeks back, and they're saying that it's the same felt, the same place. They don't know where to turn and they don't want to give up because those are their homes. So you as a community that's outraged, but it's also a community that's living in fear about what's going to happen, who is next.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, South Africans become so desensitized to this type of thing. We're just hit with a barrage of bad news on a day-to-day basis about violence in communities in and around the country. Is this strictly a crime issue? Because we've seen in a lot of the community violence that's been unfolding, especially in areas around the Cape Flats, a big part of it is gangsterism and gangs. This sounds a little different, though. I mean, is this strictly a crime thing where people are being mugged and losing their lives because people want to steal from them?
I think it's a number of things, but including that too, they're also mentioning the fact that the drugs that are being sold in the area, they know exactly where the drug dealers are, but again, it comes to inefficiency. That's what the community is saying of the SAPS. At the same time, also community members, you must remember, even the drug dealer is someone's son or someone's brother or cousin, and they hide them. They don't want them to be known. They don't want to testify. They don't want to say, yes, we know what they're doing. So they turn a blind eye away. So it's all